Often imitated, never duplicated. The one and only B. Scott. You're listening to The B. Scott Show. Get ready, love muffins. She's all right. That girl's all right with me.
Yeah. Hey, girl. I can lick it. I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and keep the dick up inside it. You can smack it. You can grip it. You can go down and kiss it. And every time he leave me alone, he always tell me he miss it. He wanna the baddest alive. He know the prettiest bitch didn't come until I arrive. I don't let bitches get to me. I fuck they man if they try. I
got yes, yes, yes. Yes. I feel good today. Yay. We are back for another episode of the B. Scott Show podcast.
2 weeks in a row. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? 2 in a row? Hi. So we're back and things of nature. That was last week. And so we're back for another week, which is a miracle. And I'm here with my trusty right hand man, Denver.
Hey.
Doing the most, Mr. Unsa Uns himself. Yeah. Then we also have Brian Vasquez, my producer, is here too.
Hot as a bitch outside.
It's hot as a bitch. I'm telling you, like, we have to enjoy life because the world is coming to an end. I am a firm believer that it's about to be a wrap because I literally, for example, in my backyard, I had to take up like a whole row of plants because, and they're supposed to be plants that can take full sun and they were dying. Like literally, they would be looking amazing the night before and then the next morning they would be dead. Like meaning like something happened during the day where they just cook them alive. So it's just the heat is crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah. It's a different type of sun.
A different type of everything going on. That was Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj. And I want to say this. I mean, number one, I really like the song. It's commercial, it's fun, it's upbeat. And it's like my anthem. I can do all those tricks and all those things. And yeah. And people think that I don't like Nicki Minaj. It's not that I don't like Nicki Minaj. It is that, you know, she had a dust up with, you know, my BFF, like a close friend. And of course, I'm going to side with my close friend. And that's really what it is. It's not like, I mean, I don't have some ongoing vendetta against her. No, if she produces good music like she just did with this song, in my opinion, Denver, you probably don't like it.
No, I do like it. I do. I mean, it's fun. I just, you know, it's Anaconda again, and that's okay. Because I think for Nicki, you know, it's best for her to go back to what she knows, because the last couple things she's been trying to throw at the wall just haven't really stuck.
Yeah, and I'm just happy that this is not mean.
Right. Exactly.
Not like, I'm better than everybody and you are my sons. And da, 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 da. I'm okay, we get it. You're the best. This is fun. It's like summer. It's like, you know what I mean? It's just like
Nicki's at her best when she's playful.
Exactly. So it's I am all for it. You know, you hear that? Okay.
Well, I'm going to say this.
What do you call her people? Barbs? You hear that, Barbs? B. Scott likes the song. Okay. Thank you.
I just don't want to see a kiddie pool in the video. That's it. People out, I'll be good.
Maybe she'll drop it at the MTV Music Awards and kind of do, you know, something more innovative to your liking there.
Maybe. One will hope. But I do like this song.
So you're about to go on vacation. Where are you going?
So I leave for London in the morning. And then I'm there for a couple of days. And then in Greece for a couple of days. And then back here.
That's a world tour. It's
like, you know. But good news is I'm back at the top, I guess like the middle of next week. Mm-hmm. So we might be able to squeeze in a show next week.
Let's do it. I'm all for it. I mean, I enjoy doing the show. It's just that it's just a lot of moving parts and a lot of things going on. And I feel like at the end of the day, we're gonna make it happen. You know, I reached my love muffins. I love my love muffins. They really liked the last episode. I got a lot of positive feedback. I'm really happy about that, that you want to listen to us, chat it up and things of that nature. I have, you know, if you love muffins in the future, hear that I opened up a nursery or I sold everything and got on the farm like Khalees, I really do feel like it's in my future because...
You mean like a plant nursery?
A plant nursery, yes. Like with pots and plants and pillows and like little, you know what I mean? Like little things, like outdoor moments. Mm-hmm. Because I'm always at the nursery.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what happens. Like I'll go to lunch and end up at the nursery.
I can see that for you, actually. Having your own little like B. Scott's succulents and shrubs.
Yes. You know? Really? Succulents? It sounds so sexual. B. Scott's succulents and shrubs.
I was going for the alliteration, but you know.
Okay.
Shit. I'll keep workshopping.
What about B. Scott Home and Garden? I mean, something like that. Oh, fuck. Okay. So, but it's like my favorite thing. People have been asking me, like, what do you like to do? Like, I've been, you know, I'm still kind of dating a little bit. And people ask me, like, you know, what do you like? I was like, gardening. Like, I really like, you know, love going and trying different things. And it just brings me peace to seeing, like, all of this living, thriving plants. And they always look that way when they come from the nursery just because they have the optimal conditions to make them look that way. You get them home, it's a different story. Yeah.
Listen, I can't keep a plant alive to save my life.
And we got to figure that out. Because I'm the exact opposite. Like, literally, my plants are like, you're doing a little bit too much other than that row in the back because of the sun. Typically, my plants literally thrive. But we have to figure that out. Why are you killing your plants?
I don't know, but by the time I water myself and my man and my dog, I don't have nothing left. Like, it takes a lot just to keep everybody else.
Not healthy. Myself, my man, and my dog. Damn.
It just takes a lot. It just takes a lot out of me. But I'm trying.
We're all trying. And
speaking, I killed a cactus. You know how hard that is to do?
It is really hard. And speaking of someone who's trying to figure out an excuse to not go to jail, that is Donald Trump. Okay. Right when we got off, I think literally when we finished recording our last podcast, it came out that the FBI had raided, as he likes to call it. We like to call it, it was just a search and seizure, right? So they searched and they seized some things because he did not, adhere by the subpoena. So they sent him a subpoena and said, you know, we want these items. His attorney told them that these items were given. Like, this is all the information. And he lied. The attorney lied. Donald Trump lied. And they went in there and they got the stuff back. All of these top secret information and boxes of it. It's not just one thing. It was like boxes and boxes of information that he had. You know, government secrets in the closet.
Nuclear documents.
With a padlock. An idiot. That's really what Donald Trump is. An idiot. And we have
the funniest thing is to see all of the Republicans and Fox News personalities try to scramble to find an excuse, an answer. It goes from them being planted to he had the right to have them to just all types of stuff.
It's funny because it's like, so they would have us to believe. So initially when it came out, they were saying that it was planted. And then he said that he declassified it. So they planted declassified information into his personal residence. Okay, cool. Then if you think about the fact that it's a known fact that he himself said he doesn't like to do a lot of reading.
Right.
So why in the hell do you have all these documents? You don't read. What is the purpose? And I believe that the purpose was far more sinister.
I think so, too. I think he needed some type of collateral or something to bargain with somebody.
Absolutely. And today, the FBI updated the docket 3 or 4 different times with new entries into some type of file, something that would, and people noticed that it was been updated with more and more restricted information. So that means that as they're going through all this information, they're finding more things that are like top classified information that cannot be declassified. And if he was to declassify the information or some of the information, it would have to have been done before he left office. And that information would have had to also been given and notified to Congress. So it's not just like he can't just wave a wand and say, all this is declassified. And this is what happens when you have an idiot for president. It is insane. It is literally insane. And then they are demonizing the FBI. You had this crazy person, I think it was in Ohio, that went and attacked a FBI, local FBI office and got killed. And I think that's what needs to happen more and more. It's like, if you nuck, you're going to get bucked. Okay.
Hello.
And you see all these damn white politicians now talking about defund the FBI.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? It's laughable. It's laughable.
It's too much. It is too much. It's like, I have been watching it. And when I tell you I have been captivated by this material, I just got to watch. I cannot wait until they arrest him.
I hope it's soon.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I hope it's soon.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's why he's coming up with all these different lies, is because before it was wiggle room. You know, even the January 6th stuff, which I do believe is going to be pinned on him, it was other people acting. Okay? Donald Trump cannot say. It's kind of like if someone finds something here in my personal residence, right? If it's in your damn personal residence, in your basement, in a closet with a padlock that only you have the code for, that means that you co-signed it being there. There's no way to wiggle out of it. And there will be nothing that would scare me more. I mean, this is different from a House committee. This is different from any of the other type of litigation he has been in. This is the FBI and the DOJ. And they do things by the book.
Even if you may have appointed somebody, they're still going to follow the law.
Oh, absolutely. And you know he's in trouble because his lawyer now has a lawyer.
Yep.
There was a statement that was released, and it said, from the attorney of Donald Trump's lawyer. I said, what?
Because he lied.
When your attorney is lawyering up, oh, baby, you in trouble. And don't think that attorney's going to go to jail for you. He is going to give it up, honey.
As he should.
And they said the reason why they knew the declassified information was there is that someone on the inside told him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll miss that.
They had a firsthand account. Wow. A witness.
I did see that when they were doing the raid, because of the security cameras, Trump's team had like a front seat to watch everything that was going on inside as they were rifling through everything. I did see that.
Mm-hmm. And the idiots, the idiots meaning Donald Trump and his people, they have cameras everywhere, you know, because they were, like you said, they were watching the actual search and seizure, right? So the DOJ and FBI had subpoenaed 60 days of footage from his residence. And during that 60 days, they could see after a meeting with the DOJ and FBI, they moved boxes in and out of that room. It coincided the next day after they had a discussion, there was activity in that room.
Interesting.
And let me fill everybody in about how the FBI and the Department of Justice works. By the time they come and seize, do a search and seizure, they already have everything they need. They already know basically everything they need to know. The investigation has been going on for quite some time, right? It's kind of like when the IRS comes to you and asks you, you know, we're auditing you and we want to ask you about the specific transaction. Okay. Mm-hmm. That means they already know what it is, and they just want you, they can see that if you lie about something they ask you about, then they know you're not going to be a cooperating witness or a cooperating person in regards to this investigation. He knows, and his people around him are telling him he's in some deep shit. And this is more significant than any other of the stuff that they have tried to pin on him, and rightfully so. He's a criminal. But we never had a criminal that became, well, let me take that.
Well, wait a minute.
We never had such a bold criminal.
There we go.
To be president. He has tested our legal system and us and everybody to the fullest extent. He has been a con artist. He, you know what I mean? Like, we have all these stories of even how he would call in and talk to people with fake voices. You remember that? It was all this stuff where he would, like, he is a psychopath. And the white people are so afraid of losing power that they're just trying to figure out any way, any type of delay tactic to hold on to it as long as possible. And they made two mistakes. The Republicans made two fatal mistakes. Number one, letting Donald Trump into this equation. And number two, overturning Roe versus Wade. Because I believe that that on his face is going to wake up women like never before.
I hope so.
They said that the Senate race has already moved 7 to 10 points in favor of Democrats. Because you can't, women can't be, you know what I mean? Like, even, I don't care what you think, Republican women can't be that dense. Regardless of what you believe, you should have a right over your own body. And if you have some type of religious belief, then that applies to you and your body and your relationship with God. But I think just as a fundamental right, I think people have gotten used to being able to say, I'm going to make these choices for myself. And what they're about to find out when people go and vote, I think it's going to be a blowout. Because what they're going to find is, like, some people are conservative-ish.
Right.
And so you had those women that were conservative-ish, and now you don't. Because people, I believe that people, a lot of people are going to vote according to their rights. And even if it was, I feel like people, if it wasn't publicly known, so many people that quote unquote are pro-life would have an abortion when it was convenient to them. And that's what it's about. Because when you go into that booth, no one knows who you vote for.
Right.
And so, baby.
We gonna see.
Oh, I believe it. I can't wait to vote. I'm gonna be voting for the mountaintop. I'm like, come on. So all that's going on has been all that situation going on. All type of other shenanigans going on. I don't know where you want to start, but Kim and Pete broke up. Did we talk about that last time?
Not really.
It's possible. Not really.
Okay, so they broke up and they're done. And then Pete is in therapy for Kanye's actions.
Now, do we think he's really in therapy for that?
No, because he was also not... He hasn't been the best person to other people. And I'm not saying that... Sometimes people are not the best person to other people and do the exact same thing they need to get into therapy for. But he's the type of person, like, didn't he send when Ariana Grande broke up with the guy who committed suicide? What was his name? The rapper, singer guy.
Mac Miller?
Yes. And then
That wasn't suicide. I think it was an overdose.
Okay. And then she started dating him. Didn't he send, like, some type of something to him? Like, so he's done this type of thing twice, like, where he taunts the person that used to be with the person he's now with. And so my whole thing is that if you are to a point where you have to be in therapy because someone taunts you, shouldn't you think you shouldn't be taunting other people?
Well, maybe that's why he's in therapy.
To realize just his toxic behavior that he gives out and receives.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I will say they broke up a lot sooner than I expected. I thought they were going to try to, I thought Kim was going to try to prove a point and make this one stick, you know, for at least a year. Mm-hmm. But nope.
She nipped that in the bud. She said, got to keep it moving. And I think it's more so what she said during her show. Remember? There was a clip of her talking about she just wanted some good D.
Mm-hmm. She was DTF.
Yeah, down to fuck.
And then they were saying that, you know, Kanye was making it difficult with the kids and it was putting a lot of strain on them. and their age difference. And, you know, I do believe Kanye was probably over there making things crazy. Oh, I do believe that. But, you know, she'll have a new man before Thanksgiving.
But the things were already crazy.
Crazier. It's like crazier.
I can't even imagine. Like, that's the thing about, you know, like, I just feel like having kids by someone is the worst, like, in some cases, the worst thing you can do, because you can never fully get rid of that person. Mm-mm. Kim, no matter how much money she has, cannot fully depart or separate from Kanye.
No, they're both sitting at the soccer games looking miserable.
Looking like...
like, oh, why is you here?
Like, no eye contact. Just looking like they really just would be anywhere, including hell, than to be there.
But hey.
But hey, and she just came out with something I think is cool. She's coming out with her new AirPods, right? AirPods.
Oh, yeah. The Beats Studio Fit, or Beats Pro Fit, the neutral tones. Mm. Oh, they look so good. I'm so excited. I think they come out tomorrow.
They look amazing.
They look so good. They look so good.
And I like the fact, I mean, you can like get some and kind of be closer to your skin tone. And I just like that. Mm-hmm. And I like how she was like, oh, yeah, I just thought I had ideas. I took it to Beats, you know.
Of course she
real did. Casual, Kim, like.
That's what Kim Kardashian can do. She can just take ideas to Beats.
Oh, like, my God. Yeah. You know what I'm excited about?
What?
The House of Dragon. It is coming. I just thought about it because I just saw it on my Instagram. The House of Dragon is coming. The House of Dragon. The Targaryens about to be back. And I'm excited about it. And I can't wait to watch it. I might even do, like, you know, we might have to get back on. You know, what were you doing? You were doing the Twitter spaces for Euphoria, right?
And just like that. And I think we may have done Euphoria. We did some random ones, but they were all TV.
Okay. Well, I might have to get on some type of space.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Maybe right here. Maybe I'll come here and do. And then my love mom's like, you better not. House of Dragon episodes.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. I mean, I said I was going to watch these, so I said,
look,
go
Brian,
for it.
Don't they have shows that, like, literally after shows to shows?
They do.
They do.
The House of Dragon after show segment. We can do a whole segment.
Who does it? Who does it? I need to get my black ass up in there. You know, they all about multiculturalism now. They got, like, black characters. So I'm pretty sure, Brian, you know somebody.
I'll dig into my pockets for you.
You better dig into pockets, because I'm excited. All right, I got to talk about House of Dragon, because I love Game of Thrones. Denver has yet to go and watch Game of Thrones.
I know, but I'm going to watch The Dragons. And then if I'm into that, then I will go back and watch Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I've decided.
Yeah. That would work, because this is the prequel. Right. So this will allow you to understand the lay of the land and warm you up for Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the cinematography and everything has the ante has been raised so much that now you're coming in literally at the climax of the potential of the cinematography. Mm-hmm. That alone is going to pull you in, just because it's like every episode is like a movie.
Mm. Okay. Well, see, I got that idea from my Nana, who was at my mom's house watching Breaking Bad, and then she watched Better Call Saul. And then she was like, you know, I know the Better Call Saul came out afterwards, but I wish I would have watched that before I watched Breaking Bad, because it just kind of helped me understand Breaking Bad better. So I'm like, okay. So I'll watch The Dragons and then go into Game of Thrones. And then hopefully that'll help me get more into Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So Watch The Dragons. I did hear my Love Muffins. Some of them were really surprised that I had disengaged so much from The Real Housewives of Atlanta and things of that nature. And I, you know, I would say that I do recognize that a good number of my Love Muffins still watch the show, still are intrigued by it. And we're going to bring in, I think in the future, don't you think it would be a good idea, Denver, to bring back Kim Pyre and DJ Sky, and you know what I mean? Like, bring them back. Rich Guy is his name. Richie Sky. Got it right. There you go. Richie Sky. Because I know him as a DJ. I went aside right. First met him. Have them back, because, you know what I mean? They are still deeply in the mix. Mm. And I can't be deeply in the mix with what they currently have.
Yeah, I watched part of last night's episode today.
How did you feel?
I will say this. I do like seeing fun, bubbly Kenya. That is super enjoyable. Excuse me. I do like that. Other than that, meh. You
know. And I don't like seeing Mad Candy. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's weird. And I was talking about that with my boyfriend because, like, Candy doesn't really have that energy for anybody. Like, Candy likes everybody. Everybody mm-hmm. likes Candy. So for you to get that side of Candy, that means Candy, one, doesn't like you. She doesn't respect you. And it takes a lot to get Candy there.
Right. Because when Candy gets like that, it makes me want to cry too. When her voice gets to wobbling and cracking, I am why y'all do that to Candy? Why y'all done set her off?
And I did see there was a lot of chatter about Sanya always bringing up her gold medals and, you know, the mm-hmm. fact that she was an Olympian and all of that. But you know what? When you sit back and think about it, that's pretty damn iconic. I mean, to be the fastest woman, American woman, to run the 400 and still have that record, that's kind of a big deal.
It's a big deal. And she won, I think, many times in the world championships as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it kind of reminds me of when Kenya kept repeating over and over that she, you know,
was Miss.
Mm-hmm. I still get it confused, and I'm her friend.
So
which one is it?
So I was like, Miss.
Which one is it? Is it Miss Miss America or Miss USA? I mean.
You're right. I think it's a Miss USA.
Okay.
So I say all that to say, you know, I think we can give Sanya a little bit of a pass because it is her first season. These people don't know her. And if I had that accolade, I would remind you every chance I got.
Yeah, I just think, you know, and the crazy thing about it, I don't know what to watch on television. I feel like everything's in a disarray. I feel like only certain things, like I keep going back to certain things because I just don't really care to watch any of the other stuff. Like Netflix used to be dropping hit after hit after hit after hit, right? Each mm-hmm. week they were dropping like a major movie that I wanted to watch. Now it's meh after meh after meh. Like I was like, what the hell is this? And they have like all these big names and the movie still sucks.
I know. You have to have like literally every streaming service just to find something to watch.
Literally. And I've been going from Amazon to Netflix. You know, one thing they did say of the day, though, I will tell you, Love Muffins, I do like Sling.
What?
Sling, the app. The,
what was that? Oh, Sling TV.
Sling TV.
Oh, okay.
It allows you to watch regular TV through the app, and I like it.
Okay.
And I think it's really cheap. I mean, I don't know.
Relatively speaking.
But yeah, I am the type of person, I would turn something on and then in 3 minutes, I just turn the whole TV off. Mm. Just like, I'm trying to give something a try. Just like that show, Nightmare or something. When you go to sleep, all this shit goes down. Try to watch that on Netflix. I was like, I cannot.
Oh, now I've been watching the Resort on Peacock, I think.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting. It's this couple, they go on vacation and just they uncover some missing kid's phone and it just kind of goes from there. But it's like a comedy drama. It's interesting.
You know something that has fascinated me? I know it's random. I'm really random off topic with this. But Omarion's brother.
I was thinking to myself, I need a drink. But now that you said that, I really do.
His ding ding is so... It's so cute to me. It's so pretty. It's like a... It's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's like... and I'm not subscribed to the OnlyFans. However, it pops up in my timeline or sent to me or whatever. I mean, look, it shows up, okay?
It shows up. I've seen it a bunch.
I like it. I was like, oh... I know it's random.
I mean, I don't really know how I feel about it because
I was talking about sausages and slapping sausages, and now I'm talking about this. But I mean, hey, it is what
it looks like. One of those like drawings that people make. You know what I'm talking about? Like the erotic drawings. That's what it looks like.
It really does. It's like the stereotypical, but it's like it's just something about it. It's a beautiful penis and the skin on the penis. Like it's so beautiful. Like it's just like they both have beautiful skin, and I was like, oh, it's a situation. And what brought it, actually, this is what triggered it all, but it skipped past all of that and went to his brother. But the other members of B2K, other than Omarion, are going to be on Drink Champs. Mm-hmm. And I guess apparently they're going to be spilling all the tea.
Which, I mean, I think is fair considering that Omarion is about to put out like a 5-part documentary from his perspective.
And they're not included in that.
Not at all.
Damn.
Not at all. And the thing is, you know, kind of, this is going to sound terrible, but you know, kind of based on where everybody ended up and how their lives kind of went, that there's some fucked up shit going on in that group. Mm-hmm. You know. And I'm going to just leave it there.
Yeah, I was going to say something. I was like, we already kind of went down that road.
Yeah, we did.
I'm not trying to go back down that road with a certain manager of theirs. A former manager. I really have a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. Wait till I write my book. So I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to watching Drink Champs, and I actually enjoyed that show.
Really? I've never seen it. I just see the clips on the timeline.
Yeah, I don't watch the whole thing. I guess that's what I thought it was. So it's an actual show. It's not just the clips.
No, it's like a whole show.
On TV?
No, like a YouTube show. Like a podcast. Like a podcast.
I was like, somebody, great grandma, on TV. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I saw when they had Patti LaBelle up there. Patti was up there talking.
Isn't that where Irv made his comments about Ashanti? Wasn't that Drink Champs too?
Yeah, that was trash.
Yeah.
I don't think we talked about it last podcast, but I'm gonna talk about it now. That was trash. Irv Gotti is a lowlife. And to bring that up and to keep bringing it up, it was uncalled for. Ashanti does not deserve that. And I'm just not with it. And apparently neither is Ja Rule. Because Ja Rule was like, look, I ain't got nothing to do with it. He said something to the effect that he's Switzerland in the situation. But I would appreciate it from him if he had said more about the fact that it's just like...
It's disrespectful.
It's been such a long time ago. And, you know, it's just like men do that to women. They shame women for things they do all the time. Mm-hmm. And speaking of, someone has sent me a GIF, not a GIF or a graphic. It was a post about all the different men that Kim Kardashian had been with and had sent it to me as if I was going to find it funny. And I said, that is so wrong. That is so horrible to do to a woman. This is nothing different than what men do, male celebrities do every damn day. And the reason why they villainize is because, you know, men still control media. Mm. Men still, you know, have this double standard that they rejoice in. And I find that deeply disturbing. Like, no, I mean, that's why people can't take Lori Harvey.
Right.
All she's doing is doing what other young male celebrities do. And if I was in a position where I already had money, because I come from money, and I could pick and choose who I want to date and actually date and see who I like, then yeah, I would do the same thing. And if it didn't work for me, it didn't fucking work for me.
Period.
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 That's how I feel about it. I'm like, baby, I wish I could be Lori Harvey. Honey, she's living the time of her life at such an early age, and she looks stunning. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't be doing all the stuff she does lose weight now. Just a bit too much, but... She says she only do 1,200 calories a day. I said, wait a minute.
Oh, no. Baby, you eating air.
Right. And working out like multiple times. I'm like, ooh, wait a minute. But she can do that because the fact that she's, you know, she's rich and she can do that.
Right.
It has only a person that's rich could basically deprive themselves of food and workout and not leave this earth. It's like, damn. But I just believe that women are subjected to such a double standard when it comes to dating. Absolutely. And sexual partners and all of that type of stuff. Like, Future is glorified. Meanwhile, he got 11,000 kids, then been with everybody under the sun. And no one made a damn list about him that people are sending around to laugh and gawk at.
What about Drake? Make that list.
Right.
He's been connected to how many people?
Talking about Nicki Minaj taught him a lot about who to date. Isn't his baby mama a French porn star?
Porn stripper, sex worker in that realm.
Yeah,
yes. I think okay. Former.
Okay. Ciao. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's been so much craziness in the news. I don't even know. Like,
oh, you did see the Breakfast Club is over.
Oh, yes, I did see that. Angela Yee said it's time to go. And she's coming out with her own syndicated show. I think it's a midday show. And the Breakfast Club is going to continue without her. And do we know whether they're going to get a replacement?
So there's been some chatter. They are looking for replacements. There's like some floating like shortlist going around. I don't know how legit it is, but they're saying that. They're saying that, you know, Charlamagne wasn't too thrilled secretly because he thought he was going to be the one to leave. He's been wanting to leave. He thought his Comedy Central show would be the thing that, you know, got him up out of there. And it wasn't. So he's staying. And I think he is trying to convince iHeart, who powers the Breakfast Club, to let him produce some things. And so he's trying to kind of transition that way.
Charlamagne has said and done a lot of like problematic things. Because a lot of those clips that he had posted in the past, it was and is a bit much.
Right.
And especially as it pertains to Black women.
Right. And the thing about Charlamagne, he was problematic before everything was problematic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like we were cringing at him when we were still saying things we shouldn't be saying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he was bad back in the day.
And as far as I remember, he was bad when he was with Wendy Williams.
Right.
So people forgot about that tidbit. Yeah, he used to be on Wendy. Wendy, which brings us to that. It's a lot.
And I hope people didn't take it the wrong way last episode when I was saying that we need to stop pretending like nothing's wrong, because there's clearly something wrong.
Yeah. If something is like 911 wrong. What was that Wyclef Clef song?
Someone please call 911.
Absolutely. Hey. When you see Wendy, I did ask for that. I did ask what's the song, and I left
you did.
The
you
whole did. Podcast open to what you just did. I'm sorry for everyone who had to hear that. And it broke at the end. Your voice broke at the end of it. Like, what the hell?
Maybe that was emotion. That was spirit. That was a passion.
So we don't know whether she's married to somebody or not. It's that situation, that story is still going back and forth right now. Because she's still saying she is.
Correct.
And her representative is saying she's not.
Correct.
And she's walking the streets and it's disturbing how she looks. I mean, I have to call a spade a spade. It's a lot. Like,
it's a lot.
Put some high-waisted pants on. You know what I mean? Like, you got to do something. Like, we got to... It's obvious that there's no one around her that cares about her.
Exactly.
Because of all the places you can be, why are you even out?
And if you are going to go out and you know that the paparazzi is going to be there because whomever your people are called them or whatever, at least don't give them something to pick apart. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody would ever let somebody walk out looking like that, knowing what's going to happen on the internet.
And I'm not even necessarily talking about the things that could be potentially associated with a medical condition that she has. I'm just talking about from riddle to tutter, from head to toe. It is a immediately no. Like, immediately when you see it, it's like, oh no. It's like, I want to unsee the photo. Like, I wish there was a button where you can unsee certain things.
Somebody call Elon. Elon.
Right. Need a button. It's crazy ass. Like, it's crazy ass.
It's just crazy.
I'm tired of being terrorized by these white men. Leave me alone. Go somewhere with your money and do whatever you do. Like, I mean, ain't no telling what they, like, everything they've done, it always comes out after they die.
Yep.
Like, ain't no telling what they're doing. It's like, I mean, it's like the weirdest stuff. It's like, you're already so rich. Why do you have to be, like,
weird,
deranged and
trying to ain't no telling what they've been the doing. Earth.
Just damn, I mean, deep.
And then you wonder how that Jeffrey Epstein shit all came to be. It's people like that.
Yeah. And they were all at his house. shit. It's just too much. It's like, I just.
You just.
But I do believe that it's just like, also with the Breakfast Club situation, I think Black Twitter is just like going away. Like, it's not the same. It's like, you know, it had its whole moment. And I think situation by situation, things are just like disbanding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was an era.
The collective force isn't really as strong.
No.
Yeah.
They could never cancel anybody. But now it's like they have no cancellation. Nothing. They can't even like ring the alarm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They can't even get enough retweets.
Right. Everybody's picked apart everything so much that you can't even, everybody has a perspective.
Correct. And everybody has picked apart each other.
Correct. It used to be everybody would latch on to like one perspective and just ride that until the person just, you know, lost it. Right.
Absolutely.
Now everybody has like, everybody's trying to have the perspective.
Right.
And so it doesn't work.
And everybody's trying to make a name for themselves. And so it's not enough people, because when everyone's trying to make a name for themselves, they're less likely to support other people. It's unfortunate, mm-hmm. but it's true. You see it all mm-hmm. the time. So before, people would just readily support anyone in that, you know, situation. Like anyone in Black Twitter, like, okay, let's retweet it, let's get it. You know what I mean? But now, since everybody's trying to do their own little thing, they don't support each other as much.
Correct. That's it.
And then there's that.
And then there is that.
Still loving the Beyonce album. I mean, it's still giving me life. I really love the Madonna, the Queen's remix that we played at the beginning of last episode. And it is number one again on the top, on the Hot 100 for the second week.
It is.
And you know why it is too? Because this is right, there you go. The same reason how a part of the reason why Mariah also and different people, like these artists, all these remixes all count towards the original release. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, Denver? You are also a Billboard expert.
Yeah.
Apple and Billboard.
Correct. That is correct. And I feel like people might call it, you know, cheating or whatever. I just call it playing the game. I mean, games are games. Rack them up any way you can.
Absolutely. And it allows people who prefer different, you know, different versions or different things, depending upon what they're doing or just who they are, to tune into the song the way they would like. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And she took it step further of just making music. Like, she kind of did what Mariah did when like re-singing the vocals, adding things to it. And I appreciated that.
Me too. And I think that it, and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way. Like, I know that it's difficult, even if, you know, she doesn't quote unquote care or people believe she doesn't care. Like, it's got to be hard to be like the entertainer of all entertainers and not mm-hmm. have the accolades to show for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, she doesn't need the number one. She doesn't need, but it's something that people at her stature, they just have.
Right.
They just have it. It's just part of the game. So to be one of the few who just don't, that's got to feel shitty on some level. So I am glad that she finally has some number one that her fans can actually boast about.
Absolutely.
And I mean that in the most sincere way possible. Like, there's no shade at all.
Mm-hmm. We are
She works hard. Like, she works hard.
We're definitely here for Beyonce. We're definitely here for the fact that she has acknowledged the LGBTQ+ community all throughout mm-hmm. this album. Absolutely.
No notes.
One other thing. What's going on in Atlanta?
What you mean?
They done robbed Mimi's house.
Oh, shit.
So for people who don't know, there was a story that came out because it was that this is not my exclusive. I had nothing to do with it other than I'm talking about what Page Six said, okay? But that Mimi's house, Mariah Carey's house, was broken into while she was other places. I think she was in Europe. She was in Capri. And so they broken in. It's like they have taken things, and I don't know what they took. But I mean, Atlanta, they robbing everybody.
Everybody.
Didn't Marlo just get robbed, and then other people in the community? Yeah. And
the same thing I think they were trying to do here like a summer ago is mm-hmm. happening, I think, in Atlanta right now.
Brian, I still have to go get that gun with you. Let's go. Let's figure it out. Because Brian got his pew pew. I need a pew pew. Because I'm telling you, it's too much.
It's a lot.
It's too much. Like, I can't. I don't know. I need a somebody like, where did I get that from? It was some video on TikTok.
Oh, it was, hold up. Wait a minute. It's a 22. Pew, pew, pew.
Yes. There you go.
You know, remember, that was on Facebook like back in the day. I remember like when I first moved here, mm-hmm. That we played that at an old place when I was mm-hmm. staying with you. And that shit used to wear me out. So yeah. It just got a resurgence on TikTok, which, did you know, as of the first, I would have been in LA for 10 years. It's been 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
The 1st of August.
1st of August.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a long story.
I know. Been through a lot. 10 years. Yeah.
You were working for the site before you came here. And then I was like, mm-hmm. come on out here.
I'm packing my roomies
for a second. Mm-hmm. You know, grown. And that's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have been able to do it without you. So
thank you for saying that.
Instrumental in my growth and everything that I've come to be. You know, basically gave me a career. So I thank you.
Thank you. I received that.
You mean a lot to me. Thank you for that.
I know sometimes we get on each other's nerves, but you're like family to me. And I remind myself of that. I don't have a lot of family in that regard in general, or at least family that checks up on me or present for anything in my life. And that is hurtful that they're not, but you know, whatever. But it is nice to remind myself of that. Like, you know, I don't have that many people that I care for on that level, and you're one of them. Oh, and I'm happy that you've been here for 10 years, because these past 10 years that you've been here has been, you know, both good and bad for myself and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You know, have been very instrumental to where I'm at today.
For sure.
And it's not many people that you feel like you can trust. Like LA, or just life in general, will remind you don't know people until certain situations
happen. Right. Mm-hmm.
And you see it play out on, you know, Twitter, Instagram, life, everything. Like, you know, some shit goes down and then they just air out all
everybody's
the business.
Yeah.
It's just, and to me, that's so late to me. But people do it. And I just think that, like, it's nice to just feel like I have, you know, because people are like, oh, you Denver still with you? I was like, yeah.
Has
it been
still
a long
time? Still kicking.
Yeah. But I mean, it's like, you also have to, in life, you have to let people grow and do other things. And I hope you have felt like I've tried to do that for you. Like, you know,
absolutely.
Through the website you had, through the podcast, through, you know what I mean? I'm like, go absolutely. Do it. Just, I mean, still do the stuff that you need to do over here. Right. But, knock yourself out with all that.
You know, I'm
stuff.
So grateful. I mean, I've had 10 years of just kind of like exploration and personal growth. And again, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do any of it without you. So thank you.
And learning from my mistakes. Shit. I mean, you see that's some stuff okay. popping up with me. I'm like, look, Denver, learn from this. Shit.
I've been trying to teach people. I'm like, so one time me and I went through this. And I find myself saying that a lot. And I know, especially to my boyfriend, because, you know, he's actually, his 5-year was like a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. So I keep kind of like the same things that you told me at the time that I've seen kind of play out. I find myself doing the same thing to him. And I'm like, God, I hope he doesn't find me annoying. But I'm also really trying to spare him some shit, because I was fortunate enough to have somebody do that for me.
Mm-hmm. So, share information.
You know?
It's like, since I don't have children, you know, let me try to pay it forward in some respect.
It's a little bit easier.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, when I moved out here, I didn't have nobody that I could, you know, be a me to you too. Right. If that makes sense. Like, nobody could, no one was helping nurture me at all. People were just trying to fuck me or try to, like,
maybe a
lot use me or make me, you know, think they could help me out when they really couldn't.
Trying to do the whole LA Hollywood thing.
Absolutely. Mm. And that's unfortunate, because it still happens a lot to a lot of people. You know, even with people who could potentially help you, they still not going to help you. Most of the people out here ain't gonna help you if they could help you, because they want you to feel disadvantaged so they can take advantage of you. That's the sad part. I'd be trying to help you. I'm like, look, listen, I'll just help you. We don't have to pretend about nothing. What do you want? What do you need? I probably help you anyway. It's kind of like when people come to me and ask me to post stuff. A lot of times I just post it for free. I'm like, okay, you ain't gonna be able to afford this in a way. So let's just post it. And you know what I mean? Let's pay it forward. Because
pay it forward.
Is there any other stuff we need to pay it forward about? Is there any good news, positive stuff that we want to talk about in celebrity news and entertainment? Any babies being born? I saw that Chrissy Teigen is pregnant again. Did we talk about that before?
No, but I'm so happy for her. And I'm also so nervous for her. And, you know, not like in a like a bad way. It's just, it's got to be a lot to be so public with such personal things. Mm-hmm. So I hope that everything goes really well for her this go round.
Yep. And I did also see that Tabitha Brown, who is also from North Carolina, even though she puts sugar in her grits, she has a new show that is on the Food Channel, right?
Yes, actually, yes. A friend of mine is actually one of the contestants. Her name is Magnificent Wings. Oh, well, that's a restaurant name. Mm. And she's going to be making vegan food for her show. So that's I love that. Cool.
And she also has a show for children on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just like the fact that, like, you know, I know how hard it is to have anything in this business, especially as a person of color and also coming from being Southern and things. So I'm really proud of her and happy that she's, you know, able to parlay. And she has stuff at Target. I just thought about that. Yeah, she has a whole collection at Target. I need to get to Target to get to that Tabitha Brown collection now. Ms. Brown. So I mean, I think that, you know, I hope that the Love Muffins that listen to the show understand that, you know, all of us are going through ups and downs and things of that nature, but it really is an honor to be here. And, you know, we take the time to share our hearts and our being with you. And we're so grateful for it. And that does bring us to the end of the show. I think we are about at the hour. Doop, 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 doop. But yeah, so hopefully we will be back soon. I know Denver is about to go on his European adventures.
My holiday.
And I'm going to go because the Barcelona trip was like, it was a trip, but it's a lot of walking and things. You know what I mean? I was exploring things of the nature. I need to take my black ass to a beach and lay down. You know, I need to do, I would never forget how Janet Jackson was somewhere vacationing and they had peeked through the bushes and they saw her just like, you know, jiggling her butt. That's what I want to do. I want to be somewhere jiggling my butt. And that's what I plan on to do. While Denver goes on his European vacations, I'm going definitely be jiggling my butt at some beach.
I think I'm
going
to go jiggle my butt too. I think I'm inspired.
Jiggle the butt and the titties and everything. Yeah.
Throw that thing.
Absolutely. And until next time, Love Muffins, double kisses.
Mwah, mwah. Thank you so much for listening to The B. Scott Show. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Love B. Scott. And make sure you review the show on iTunes. And you can always find me on lovebscott.com.